Blog Talk Radio.
Network's Power 3 show. I'm your host, Rose, psychic medium Rose Fulhars, and today is June 18th. Summer's already flying by. I'm loving this warm weather, and we got a great show planned for today. It's open lines, and I have a wonderful guest host, and most of you know him if you listen to Psychic Talk Network. His name is Dr. Dex Carlisle. He's a tarot master and master numerologist, amongst many other modalities. So let's welcome Dex on the show. Dex, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, awesome. Yeah, Dex is going to be our guest host. It's going to be a great show, isn't it, Dex?
That's right. The phone lines are already filling up. Tons of people. Everybody was anticipating your return to the airwaves, Rose.
I'm glad to be back. I miss it when I'm not here. I just had a lot of things going on, and we're in the process of changing hosts here. And so I know Vivian and Fiona had to take a break there for a while, and they may be back on their own shows. And so that's going to be great later on. But yes, we've had a lot going on, a lot of changes. So I think that's in the universe out there. I think there's a lot of that going on, actually. So I'm really glad to be back, and I'm glad you're joining me here, Dex. We're gonna have an open line show today. Those are always fun, you know.
Everything's growing, Rose. You know. We're in our 10th year of broadcasting, and this new network, it's well over a year now, and it's just been evolving, and people have come and people have gone, and people are creating new shows and moving from one to the other, and that's actually happening with multiple people, and it's just expanding the network, you know, with new topics, and it's great. I just absolutely love it. But you've been on the air with me going way back, like years and years and years and years.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but I definitely enjoy, you know, sharing information. I definitely enjoy doing these shows. And Dex, you and I always have fun doing the shows together. We always have. We you said something about being in sync earlier, and I was like, yeah, we're always in sync in our messages.
Synchronicity.
It's so funny. It's great. That
They're
means
all...
it's meant to be, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, we're in this transition time right now, and I know Vivian and Fiona or at least one of them, they're coming back in fall, and they want to start a new show, and we're in this transition time right now with the Tuesday show with Power of Three. And by the way, just a quick plug, we're looking for psychic mediums that want to join Rose on the Tuesday show, just putting that out there. And meanwhile, you know, we're just keeping things rolling along here, but when I started talking to you about I'll just fill in and guest co-host instead of going away for the summer, which is what's been happening lately with Power of Three. Rose wants to stay on the air every Tuesday, so I said, well, let me just come on and guest co-host. We also have, you know, 13, 14 other hosts on the network that can fill in sometimes too. And we were looking at, you know, what to talk about. You know, we're doing the open line show today, but we're looking at, what do we talk about? We came up instantly with great ideas. So I'm just going to tell everybody right now, Rose, we already planned out that next Tuesday, June 25th, we're going to talk about Discover the Power of Three. You know, why is the show named The Power of Three? We're going to talk about the three energy and the power of three. And then expand that out to the vibration of the other numbers on July 2nd. Tuesday, July 2nd, we'll talk about how can you use the vibration of numbers in your own life. And being a numerologist, that's just right down my alley. And then July 9th, we're going to talk about mediumship. We're going to be discussing mediumship demystified. We're going to demystify the whole thing. And then, of course, on all those shows, we'll also be taking your phone calls as well. But July 16th, we're going to hold another Open Lines Mediumship and More show. That's right. Can't wait. Can't wait. So we already got a lineup, Rose.
Yes, it sounds wonderful. I can't wait to get into those topics. I like to get into the deep discussions and talk about things that other people don't talk about, like the mediumship.
Remember the last time? Yeah, we haven't talked about that in a long time. But do you remember the last show I was on as guest co-host and we talked about mediumship in the Bible? Talk about a controversial topic, but people love that stuff, and I love that stuff, and I know you do too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, there's so much that, you know, a lot of our listeners out there don't know, and they definitely would be shocked to hear a lot of it, because it is very controversial. A lot of people don't put those two together, but that's basically how I started, because I was raised Catholic and always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one I knew that actually understood me was, you know, or that I could understand were the stories in the Bible. So, because I knew I had the same gifts. So it's
and the Bible
you know,
is replete with stories like that, mediumship and psychic abilities and psychic healing and all this, you know, it's just full of it, you know, and the fundamentalists want to cherry pick their Bible verses and try to, you know, use the Bible itself against the kind of things that we do, when all of the patriarchs and everybody in there was using it all the time, including Jesus, you know. It's oh my God. Don't get me started on that topic, because I love that topic.
Right. Exactly. Because I mean, you can go, so I mean, like the power of three, you got the Magi. You know what I'm saying? The three wise men. So I mean,
just wait till next week then.
Yeah, exactly. And I love having somebody on the show that can actually go there with me. In other words, can actually go deep and into that conversation. And I know I have a guest host on every now and then, and his name's Dave Nunnally. And Dave will be returning and hopefully maybe be a co-host, you know. I'd love that.
Yeah,
but
that'd be awesome.
He will be returning.
Paranormal
investigator. And you also have Right, you also have a lot of knowledge in that area too, Dax, so we can bring a lot of information, you know, which is great, because people need to know that. They need to know where they come from, and you and I, Dax, can talk on that subject forever. I mean, really. So we got some great shows coming up. I'm really excited about that, you know.
And the other thing is that we don't often mention, because, you know, people call in for mini readings and such. But the thing is that in addition to getting a mini reading, you know, you can call in and ask questions about all of those topics, anything psychically related, psychic development, mediumship, tarot, numerology, energy healing. I mean, you name it, we have it all covered: hypnotherapy, neurolinguistics, emotional freedom technique, I mean, Reiki, between Rose and I, we pretty much have it all covered. So any questions you have on any of those topics, you know, you can just call in and still get a mini reading, but ask a question like, you know, I've always wondered about this. How does this work? Or how does that do that? Or, you know, I don't have any good examples, but, you know, there's got to be burning questions out there. And by the way, Rose, I guess we should give
Dad?
There's a bunch of people already in the queue, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. So get into the queue now. Get in there now at 714-816-4628. When you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know on the system that you want to be live on air, and put you in the queue so we get to you. So just give us a ring. I'll give the number again here, 14-816-4628. If you're Skyping in, just go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. And if you're dialing in from your phone, just press 1 on the dial pad as soon as you get through. You can also join us in the chat room. Oh, I haven't looked in there. Ooh, it's kind of quiet in the chat room.
I actually have that up here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have Susan in there, and you have
Susan's in there.
You know, Cool Specimen. Is it? I love these names.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't change the name to your actual name or a pseudonym, it just assigns you a name. And some of the names are really cool. You know, interested listener. You know, just joyful person. You know, just weird names and funny names like that. And all you have to do is open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/live. And it takes you right over here. And you can ask questions in the chat room. You can also ask for a mini reading. So that's another way to do it, is you go to psychictalk.net/live. And Susan already has a question in there about numerology. I have always wondered if I should go back to my maiden name versus my married name.
Oh.
I know the maiden name was a hard one, and everyone called me by Smith instead. So when I divorced, I kept my married name. Now I wonder if I should go back to my maiden name. Okay, so this is the thing, you know, and we're going to talk about the energy of numbers on next week's show, Rose. So this is a nice little primer here, you know, a little taste. Yeah, great segue. And, you know, not having her actual birth name and her married name and her common name. And, you know, I mean, you have to look at all the names. So I can't give her an exact answer right now. But what I can say about it is that changing your name does change the energy. Now, your
Definitely.
Numerology chart is 9 numbers made up from your birth date and your birth name. The name you were given at birth that appears on your birth certificate, regardless of what you're called by now, you never get away from that energy. That makes up a whole bunch of the numbers. But then there's another number called the power name number, and that is based on the name that you go by now. So, for instance, in the example of like Elton John, what was his name? We don't want to do that live on air. Yeah, we don't want to do that live on air. Yeah, you know, I might be able to do it for her in the chat room during the show, but we're not going to do that live on air because of privacy reasons. But, like, I can't remember, what was Elton's original name, Reginald something, something. Anyway, but, you know, his stage name, Elton John, it's a different energy. So, basically, you know, should I go back to my maiden name or not? The answer is maybe. It depends, you know, what energy do you want, okay? And that's why a lot of people go to numerologists. You know, people always think about, like, when you go to an astrologer and they make your natal chart and they give you all the information around your birth and everything like that. And we do the same thing with the numbers. But a lot of people also go to numerologists because they're naming their business or they're naming their children. And they want to know what the best energy is. And it's the outcome you have to look at first. What do you want to happen? What kind of energy do you want to be exuding out there? You know, you don't get away from your birth name. That energy is still in play. Your destiny number, your soul number, your personality number, that all comes from your birth name, your life path, your attitude number, your birthday number, and your personal year number all come from your birth date, and those don't change, you know, but you can change the energy by changing your name, bring it name, get married, their name changes, obviously, so the energy changes as well. So that's the answer to that, you know, yes, there are sometimes reasons to go back to a different name. So those are the kind of questions I like, Rose.
Yes, and when we were planning the Power of Three show, when Vivian and Fiona and I first started,
We actually ran the numbers before we did it, before we named the show. So we knew what
exactly.
we were doing before we did it. And anytime I do anything, it's like changing an address, you know. If you change, you live at a certain
mm-hmm.
address and you have a certain number, certain things will happen to you at that address. And if you change that address, if you move, you know what I mean, and the numbers change, then certain things will happen there too. So it's the same thing with the name. The energy changes when the numbers change because numbers are energy, which is wonderful, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And right off the bat, what I can say for Susan is I can tell her that her last name that begins with V has an interesting energy combination. The destiny number is 8, which is abundance, but it's black and white. There's no gray with 8. You know, either the money slips right through your fingers or you do really well with money. But her personality number, when she puts Susan with that last name, she gets 5, which is it can be good, you know, the high energy and adventurous nature of 5, but it's also the chaos number in numerology. Her other last name that starts with M, the destiny number comes out to 3, which is creativity and communication. The soul urge number comes out to 3, which is creativity and communication. And her personality number comes out at 9. Nine is the old soul number, and nines
mm-hmm.
are the philanthropists of the world that, you know, want to help people. And personality number, that's what people first see about you. And so my suggestion to her would and now I can't remember which name's which, but basically go with the Susan M instead of the Susan V. There you go. Okay. That was a fun
there you
first
go. There's
question.
Your help. There's your help.
There's your help.
He knows those numbers, you know. And it's, he's right. I do numerology too, but I do it in a different way. And just a different way. And they have a different way of saying
yeah.
them. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying, Dax. I think that's wonderful. You helped her. See, Susan, he did help you.
There you go. And the only reason I was able to do it was because she was in the chat room versus live on air, which we don't want to make things like that public. So if you guys want to go into the chat room at psychetalk.net/live and ask a question about your name or the name of your business or your kids or whatever, you can do that in the chat room. But meanwhile, as far as telephone calls, we have our first caller that's been waiting the longest here, Rose, area code 828. Let's see if we can bring them on. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dax. Yeah, my name's Debbie. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Deb. What's going on?
Hi, Rose. Well, I haven't talked to you guys in a really long time, so I thought I'd call in and say hey. And
wonderful.
See
awesome
what's
first
going
call.
On.
Yay.
What messages do you have for me? But before we start, you didn't mention, I wonder if you know much about human design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dabbled in almost everything there is, Debbie. It's just
yeah,
that some things are extremely complicated to get into. And I'll give you some examples. Astrology. People, you know, I tell people what I do and I tell people about the radio network, and they do one of two things. They either go, well, I'm a Sagittarius, or they put out their hand like for me to read their palm, and I'm like, I'm not a palm reader, and I'm not an astrologer, I'm not a palm reader, I'm a tarot reader, and I'm a numerologist. And it's the same thing with human design, with the Enneagram, you know, all of the every single topic you go down the rabbit hole with is extremely complicated, you know, and I already tackled sacred geometry, numerology, and tarot. I don't got time to study astrology and all the rest, but that doesn't mean I haven't looked at them. I have, you know, examined them, looked at them, you know, to see if it was something I wanted to go down the rabbit hole with, you know. So what were you going to say about that?
I just
that,
find
Deb?
That fascinating. Huh?
What were you going to say
what
about
was I
that, though,
say
Deb?
About it? That's
yeah.
just one.
Human design.
I'm like you, Dax. I've dabbled in everything, and I just find human design fascinating and so beneficial for people. It's like
it
a deaf numerology.
Yeah, for me, it's neurolinguistics, NLP, and hypnosis, which are another two huge subjects to go down, you know, the rabbit hole with. And so that's the direction I went. You know, I was looking for originally I was going to be a medical doctor, and then I decided I didn't want to cut up cadavers and deal with blood. So I said, I'll be a counselor, and I'll just play with their minds instead. But then I decided, you know, I don't want to sit there 2 days a week for 10 years with the same client, you know, trying to help them. So I seeked out different modalities where I could have, you know, within a session or two, solve their problems instead of seeing them, you know, 2 days a week for 10 years. You know, I remember the old Bob Newhart show. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And he had the same
You're showing
clients,
your age.
You know. But you know, I didn't want to do that. So then I just had my birthday 2 days ago, you know, and I turned 55, but luckily I look 45. So, you know, there's always that. But the thing is that I wanted things like EFT and NLP and hypnosis. I wanted techniques where I could solve their problem, whatever it was, or give them at least relief, whether it was pain, whether it was a phobia, a habit that they didn't want anymore, anything along those lines. You know, can be knocked out in one session or two sessions. So, you know, that's how I ended up going down that pathway. What else did you want to chat about, Debbie? It's open lines, and we're doing mini readings, mediumship, you name it.
Well, that's I kind of did what you did. I always knew I was a doctor, and then at puberty, I realized I was a healer. So later on, when I had a near-death experience and actually learned more about that or remembered more about that and find out that's exactly what that is, I can find a root cause and actually help someone to heal as opposed to deaden the symptoms, because I started out going to college in pre-med, majoring in psychology, and it just wasn't meant for me. But what I am able to do to help someone to truly heal, now that's exactly where I belong. But yeah, I would love whatever messages you two have for me today.
Sure. Oh, by the way, considering we were talking about all this numerology, what month were you born in?
May.
May, and what was the date?
19th.
The
19th. I know you're going to ask me for tear jacks. That's not cool.
And the year?
So far, yes, okay.
I just
1960.
59. Can't believe it.
19 what?
Oh my God.
60. Hey, I'm right behind you, honey. I'm 61.
Well, I mean, I don't feel my age. Nobody believes I'm my age.
Same here.
Yep. So, Debbie, just real quickly, your life path is a 4, so that's structure. And your attitude number is a 6, you know, so that's the nurture energy. That's where that I want to help people, I want to heal people comes in from.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, I want to let you know that just real quickly, let me tell Debbie that she's in a 9 personal year. So you're at the end of the cycle. So 2020, you're starting off a fresh cycle, you know, year 1. You're going into the 1 year next year. Meanwhile, you know, the rest of this year, there's, you know, 6 months left, whatever, something along those lines. 9 is when you want to clear out the old baggage. It's when you want to literally and figuratively clean out the closets, anything that's not serving you anymore, you know, things in the garage and the closets you haven't touched in 6 months, 10 years, whatever. Get rid of all that stuff. Also things like relationships that no longer serve you, belief systems that no longer serve you. This is the year where you want to clear all that out and get ready and, you know, launch off fresh in 2020. Go ahead, Rose.
I think that's double, Dax. I want to say double because of the year number that we're in right now. That's double for everybody. Everybody especially have a lot of. You know what I'm saying? I think that's double trouble this year. letting go of that. That's something that we've all been going through a lot of this year. And I want to say, you know, when I look at those numbers, you know, I see the chaos in the five again, you know, that this is something, she's talking destiny. I feel like that's something that she chose, right, when she was born into this life from the past lives. And I feel like also that, you know, mill number then 19, which equals out to a 1 and an 8, too. You know, it can come up to a 10. So that's about standing in the power, right? And then also the 1960 would be, you know, creating your own life by letting go and standing in your own power. So I think, you know, all those numbers add up to that. And I think you're 100% correct on what you gave her. And, you know, just looking at it, that's how I would have looked at it. You know, and I just wanted to put my 2 cents in there.
Awesome. And I'm pulling some cards. I'm getting some more information for you, Debbie. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're really in the midst of major change here, because a lot of the cards coming up, almost all of them are major arcana cards. And it's talking about learning and teaching, making certain decisions, getting the main central focus card is the King of Swords. And he's got that single sword, clear-minded, rational, cautious, analytical. He's talking about focusing on one thing and putting all your energy into that. The High Priestess is showing up to talk about, you know, getting in touch with the mysteries, how the universe works, and specifically getting more attuned with your psychic ability as you move forward into this new 9-year cycle you're about to embark on in 2020. So that's what's coming up as far as, you know, a message from the universe, and it's a pretty big one because, you know, you're in the midst of change, and, you know, just looking at, you know, your age and, you know, where you're at and the fact that you're about to go into this new 9-year cycle. What about you, Rose? Are you getting anything for Deb? Any messages coming through from Spirit?
Well, I do. You mean as far as mediumship? I do feel like, you know, I am going to say, because I did get on, you know, as soon as I heard her voice. Your mother, is your mother in Spirit? Is your mother crossed?
No, my grandmother is, and she's
your grandmother
the one that
mothered you.
But she was
right.
More like my mother.
Yeah, okay, so that
same
is that
me.
Mother energy that I am. That is that mother energy that I was picking up then. Because that was my next question. Well, did your grandmother raise you? Because I do feel like she's very much, you know, in support of what you're doing and watching over you on the other side and guiding you. Would I be correct in saying also, did your grandmother have dark hair? Like brown, dark brown hair?
When she was young.
Very outspoken woman. She's a very outspoken woman.
Yeah, she was very in control of what she said in front of me, but yes.
Yes, she was. In other words, if she didn't mince her words. If she had something to say, she would say it, and she would just say it. Right? And this
well,
is her personality.
She passed away 6 days before she would be 100.
Yeah, she was very outspoken, and I think she was a very happy lady, and this is why she lived so long, is because I believe when, you know, this is why we don't look our age, right? And I believe she didn't look her age, but I believe that she was a young at heart and a very loving woman and very, very funny. I do see her laughing a lot, okay? So I want to say that she made you laugh, didn't she? Would I be correct in saying, too, did she live on a farm?
Yep.
Okay. And your grandfather also is in spirit with her. And I know that he had a connection with cars, with old cars. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just validation. And which of them passed of the heart condition? Because I also feel like there's a heart condition there. I want to say grandma. Is this correct?
No, neither one of them passed from an illness.
Okay, would it be something in the heart area then?
My grandfather was hit by a train.
Okay, so I do feel pressure in the chest.
It wasn't.
So I want to say that this is probably something having to do with the chest area, meaning it could be, you know, the heart gave out from old age. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they just explain what happened to them, right? But this is just all validation.
She just went to sleep for her morning nap and never woke up.
Okay, so her heart stopped.
So it could be, she just left with
her time. The message to you is to enjoy life. And how I get that message is I look from the evidence that she's given me. And your grandmother is the one speaking up. And she is basically saying that you need to enjoy yourself more. Okay, that you're one of these people, I think you put your heart in everything you do and you work very hard, and she wants you to have more fun and enjoy. Kind of like the country scene that she showed me. You know, the country scene that she showed me was being very relaxed and very laid back and enjoying and laughing in life. And she just wants you to know that she enjoyed having you in her life and you brought her joy. So that's your message from her, and I hope that gave you some closure. Hello?
Hello?
She's here with me frequently, so I'm like you guys, so.
Terrific.
Yeah, so you understand that. So you understand all that, right? And that's her way of just saying she loves you and she's always there, right? And I hope that
helps. Thanks for calling in, Debbie. I hope all that helped.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie.
It was a lot of fun. We got to talk about a lot of different things, and hope you'll call back.
My pleasure. Blessings to both of you. Until next time.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye, Debbie.
Until next time.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, by the way, Rose, we still got a ton of calls on here. Oh, my God. We're at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to do quick announcements here, and then we'll go back to calls. All right.
Okay,
so we are at the bottom of the hour. You'll find all of our upcoming shows. Actually, I have the entire month on this page at psychytalk.net/upcoming. All the details, the dates, the times, the shows, the titles, the hosts and everything right there at psychytalk.net/upcoming. And tomorrow is Wednesday, June 19th. And I'll be on again with Charlotte Kornberg, one of our newest hosts. We're going to be doing open lines too, Rose. So if we don't get to your call today, remember you can call in tomorrow. Same phone number and the same location too. You just go to psychytalk.net/live. Every day, 7 days a week, it'll take you to our next live show. And then on Thursday, every Thursday, is Stephanie's Guide to Tarot with Stephanie Mayo. Free tarot mini reading. She is absolutely fantastic, fantastic tarot reader. She works on multiple platforms and has been doing this for forever. Her mother is also a tarot reader and psychic. So she's multi-generational like Rose. So go ahead and call in. I'm going to say, Rose, that if they call in on Thursday, they got to call in early. Now, the phone lines open 15 minutes before the show starts. Same phone number. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Put it in your pad, whatever. 714-816-4628. And call in 15 minutes ahead of time before the show starts at the top of the hour at 11. I guess it's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You want to call in 15 minutes ahead and get your spot, because her phone lines, by the time the show actually goes live, are jam-packed, like 15, 20 calls already. So you want to get in early on Thursdays. And then on Friday, another open line show. It's open lines this week on all the shows. It's crazy. Kathy Shogren and myself. And then I'll be on with Mary Brown on Psychic Saturday, June 22nd. And lastly, I want to mention Sunday, June 23rd, because that's the premiere episode of Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love, with host Cooch Daniels, the fabulous tarot author Cooch Daniels, and she wanted to do a show for the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, for those that just need a little advice, you know. And her book, one of her most famous books that goes back decades, is Tarot d'Amour. And so it's the title of the show is the same as the title of her book, Tarot d'Amour. She literally wrote the book on tarot and love. So it's going to be our first nighttime show, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern.
So that's a good time, though. You got night owl.
Yeah, we're going to get all of the people.
To do things like that.
The ones that are up late, you know, the lovelorn and the romantically challenged and the people that are up late thinking about, you know, relationships and stuff. It's just perfect, you know, and it's going to be a completely different audience at 10 p.m. Pacific, let me tell you. So that's what's coming up. And there's a bunch more shows on here all the way to June 30th. Go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and check out the upcoming shows, folks. There we go. One other thing I wanted to mention is, as I said earlier in the show, my birthday was just 2 days ago. And
happy birthday.
So thank you. Yes, it was a lot of fun. And for my birthday month, the month of June, which is also Pride Month, I am celebrating the entire month by having a huge sale. You can get a reading with me, which normally costs $97 for $27. You can get a full numerology report, what I was just talking about, the full 9-number numerology chart. I do the whole thing custom by hand for you and deliver it via email for $27 as well. Or you can get both. You can get a numerology report and a reading for $47. In addition to that, if you're new to tarot and numerology, and if you've ever thought about learning to do what I do, my course, Tarot by the Numbers, gives you a strong foundation in both. And right now, for this sale, it's 66% off. It's $67. And you get your membership in the Tarot Guild and certification. Your certification's paid for as well. So once you're done with the course, if you want to, optionally, you can apply for certification and become a certified tarot reader, a certified numerologist. And if you're already a reader, professional reader, professional psychic, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your certification, and it's on sale for just $37 right now. And all of it, you'll find all of those sales on the Pride page at psychictalk.net/pride to get the numerology reports, the tarot reading, if you want to enroll in my course, if you want to get your certification. It's all over there at psychictalk.net/pride. Go check it out. Okay, so back to the phone lines, Rose. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Area code 920. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you? Happy
how
birthday,
Jack. How can
we help
you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I thought I'd give it a go. I listened to your Tuesday show last week, and you were saying how people kind of are eclipsing out of your life. And I had that issue with my family. I think that over a year ago, Spirit was trying to tell me that it was going to happen, especially when after my mother passed away. So I have issues with, you know, my family. And I haven't talked to them in a very long time. I have no idea what's going on with them. And I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it was, but, you know, it's for the best. But I'm just wondering if you can expound on that. I'm interested. I want to know if I'm going to maybe get my inheritance, you know, things like that.
Okay, I know it's not clear to you right now, and this is what I'm getting right off the bat. It, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of, there is going to be a lot of back and forth with the whole inheritance thing. I will tell you that. It's not going to be an easy struggle.
And I do see, but it, you will get it in time. Okay, I do see that. Okay, so it's going to take a little time. You have to be patient. Okay.
Well, I have a couple things going on. I have an issue with a sister-in-law, and I'm trying to sell some land, and I know that's an issue, but I'm interested more so in my family and, you know,
right.
the dynamic of that.
Right, right. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, just because, put it to you this way, and I said this on the last show too, you know, sometimes, even though they're family, we can still love them from a distance. And I think
right.
that's basically what you're doing. You're loving them from a distance. You still love them. You still care about them. That's still there, and that's something that's not going to ever go away. You know, and I'm sure they feel the same way about you. You know, you just need to move on, and you need to look forward to your life because, you know, if we stay in that kind of energy, if we keep ourselves in that kind of energy, then we can't move forward with the things that we need to do, you know.
And you know, it's been kind of that way always growing up around them in adulthood. One of these things is not like the other, and that was me. I was not like them. I have five other sisters and two brothers, and, you know, I always kind of felt alone. Strange.
I totally understand, but you're never alone, you know.
I know.
And you know, I totally get what you're saying. I was raised in a large family, and I really don't, you know, I'm different than everybody else, and meaning that I'm a psychic medium, and I do this kind of work. And they are that way, too, but they don't embrace it, you know. And so when you don't embrace your own divinity within, then it's hard to see others. And I think that, you know, because you are a loner, and I think sometimes, you know, that God really wants us to be ourselves, you know, embrace the beauty within. And sometimes we, you know, it's divine intervention to, you know, step away from that so that you
mm-hmm.
can find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that. So I don't think you're going in the wrong direction in what you're doing. And I really feel like it'll come, all of it will come out in the wash, so to say. I feel like you just need to be patient with it, right? You're going to realize that, you know, a lot of this is for the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like, you know, moving forward that you should just embrace yourself and just be happy with yourself and happy with the, you know, good times that you share with your family. You know, I don't always get together with my family, for those reasons, for, you know, the fact that we are so different. But when I do, I make the best of the time that I'm with them.
Right. Well, it was never really in my wheelhouse until about a year ago or in January of, 2018, you know, that this started coming to me. And so it's just, I don't know. I've been always a ride or die person when it comes to family and to my detriment. You know, it always has.
And we are.
Right.
And we are dedicated to our families. I mean, we, because of the way we've been raised, because of the way we've been raised to think on the physical plane, that just because they're family, we have to put up with the things that they do. That's not necessarily true.
No,
okay?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never develop if you don't move away from that, you know, and that's just the way it is. And so you have to come to terms with that. Yeah. Go ahead.
I do want to jump in and mention what I'm getting in the cards for Amy, because there is hope.
Sure. Go ahead.
I mean, I pulled cards for
forward.
Yeah, I pulled cards for the family. I pulled separate cards for the inheritance thingy. And for the family, I got the Ace of Wands. So there is an opportunity. And the cards are saying that it's something you haven't thought of yet, that you're unaware of, and it involves going down a different avenue. It looks like through folks from the past, somebody else, you know, that can get you the information and potentially also reconnect you with at least parts of your family or something along those lines. That's what's showing up in the cards. Don't know exactly what it all means, And of course, on the radio, we only have a few minutes. So you're going to have to ponder this and see what comes up. As far as the inheritance goes, I got, and this almost never happens, I got 5 yes cards. Yes, 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 yes. It's saying, yeah, it's going to actually happen. Now, just like Rose said, it's going to be a struggle because some of these cards are struggle cards. Also, it's talking about not being attached to the outcome. You know, once you're no longer attached to the outcome, it's going to happen. But It's going to take a while, but it eventually happens. I mean, I asked it, is it going to happen? And I got yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, so, see, that's,
you know, and
what
that
I
almost
got too, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
but I
hope
do,
that helped
you, know,
you
that,
out.
It does.
I think it does help our decks because it is about moving. It is about moving forward, and there is that little bit of struggle there. But in like I said before, it's all going to come out in the worst. It's going to work out,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, I just want to move on. I just feel like there's this cloud over me, you know, and until I can.
Like Dad said, he just said, don't attach yourself to the outcome. You know, when we do that, we're putting that law of attraction into effect.
Yeah.
And when you put your emotions in something and you really feel like that's not going to happen or whatever, you're stopping it right in the tracks right there.
I
Bam.
Just want to put it
in
all
words,
behind me is what I want to do.
Right. You can't move forward. Well, you know what? There's a technique that I use that really works. And what that is you get a piece of paper and you write down how you're feeling. You write down everything about it. How am I feeling about this situation? And write down all your feelings about that situation. Why am I feeling this way? Write it down. It's going to bring you to a realization. And then you ask yourself, how would I feel if I had my inheritance? And how would I feel if I could get along with my family? What are the things I would do with that inheritance? And what are the things I would do with my family? This instantly raises the emotions and instantly raises the vibration to where you meet with what you need. You meet with what you want, what you desire. And when you do that, the law of attraction kicks in. And the quicker you can do that, the quicker the law of attraction kicks in. You don't want to think negative about it, because when you start to think negative about it, you stop yourself in the tracks, because it's all about the emotion. Any spiritual act is always emotion first. So remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You need to reframe and shift your attention to what you want to attract in versus what is there now.
And
otherwise, you draw
right.
more of the same. Yeah.
Right. And anytime you get down about it, think of something. Think of what would I do if I had that insurance, or what would I do if I had the relationship with my family? And that's instantly going to make you smile, and that's instantly going to raise your vibration. And the longer you can hold that high vibration, the quicker you can manifest exactly what you're desiring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Amy.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll give that a try, Rose. And Dex.
Okay, honey.
Thank you for your
awesome.
Time.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Enjoy the rest
keep
of your
listening.
Week there. And we'll keep listening. We'll see how many more calls we can squeeze in. The board is lit up like a Christmas tree here, and we've only got about 11 or 12 minutes left. So we're going to see how many calls we can squeeze in. Remember, if we don't get to your call today, we have open line shows all week long this week. We'll go back into topics next week, but we're just doing all these open line shows, letting people call in every day and get their questions answered. Let's see, we're going to area code 203 next. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Troy. I'm calling from out of Connecticut.
Hi, Troy.
Hello. I was calling in regards to this connection I had with this woman. You know, we both realized that it's a past life connection between us, and it's a romantic one. And she does tarot, and she pulled the cards on it, and she realized that me and her spent many a lives together, and we just had a date recently, and I had painted something for her. I gave her a nice little poem and stuff like that, expressing how I feel, and it's really a lack of communication between me and her right now. I'm just really in the clouds. I don't know how she feel about the whole connection between me and her, and I'm just all up in my head about it, so that's why I'm calling you guys to try to get some clarity, because I'm not getting it from her, you know?
Dax, you go ahead and go first, and I'll see what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so taking a look here, and, oh, yeah, I'm getting a lot of swords cards, and a lot of swords in those cards, which means, yeah, you're up in your head. Yeah, a lot of this is all about being in the thinking space. Swords are thoughts and ideas, okay, and it can trap us. In fact, one of the cards is the Eight of Swords, and she's literally trapped, surrounded by the thoughts and the ideas, and she's got a blindfold on. She's bound up and everything, but the bonds are very loose. In fact, if she would just wriggle her way, they would drop, and she could reach up, take the blindfold off. She'd see the route out from amongst all these swords that are surrounding her, okay? And then some of the other cards are cup cards, emotions. It's talking about you got to get back into the feeling space and holding the positive feeling, which is very similar to what we were talking about with the last caller, Rose, you know, to be able to attract in the outcome that you want and shift your focus away from any lack and specifically these thought patterns. You know, we get stuck in our own self-speak in our head, and some of it's even unconscious. We're not even consciously aware of some of the ideas and thoughts that are floating along there. The Magician card shows up to say that, you know, ultimately you have the power to manifest anything you want. Okay? There's also some things from the past, emotional aspects, which may be leaking into mental thoughts about previous relationships and previous situations. And it's talking about, you know, you really got to come to terms with that stuff and just let that go, okay? And then once you've done that, then you can, you know, really shift your focus onto what would it be like if the relationship was going well? What
right,
would you guys be doing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting cards about structure, you know, number four cards. Four is the energy of structure in numerology. And you need some kind of structure around this. And that could be a lot of different things. You're going to have to ponder that, okay? Structure, you know, anything that gets you together where you can work on things. It could be a date. It could be the movies. It could be going out to dinner. It could be going on a cruise. It could be going on a day trip. It could be going on a longer trip. You know, some kind of structure that envelops the two of you so that you're almost forced to communicate and to work on the emotions and the feelings and so forth. Let's see what Rose is getting. What are you getting, Rose?
Well, actually what I am getting is I feel like you guys felt like you were moving forward in this relationship, but you know, you seem to forget. People forget this. You know, we all come from different backgrounds, and we all may have different ways of, you know, being romantic or connecting with each other because we're raised differently, and our parents may have different relationship styles. And maybe you're more loving than she is. I feel like you two really need to bring it down, your thoughts, down into your gut and feel them out. In other words, what do you feel about this situation? You already know that answer, and that's kind of what Dax was saying. I think there's, you know, it's also about creating what you want. You know, our feelings, like Dax said, you know, they run, you know, our thoughts run in the back of our subconscious, And like I said, anytime you're dealing with your spirit or your intuition or anything like that, it comes from the gut first. So if you take your thoughts down into your gut and you ask yourself, where am I going with this relationship, you're going to get your answer, okay? You already know your answer, and so does she. And I do feel like there's definitely, like you're both definitely, you know, this isn't the first time that you've been together, and that you know, you both are very, very intuitive, and you know what's going on. You can feel it, but we got to understand, too, that, you know, we got to feel those emotions out. And I do see that you can create from this. You know, so don't, like Dex said, don't get yourself stuck in the idea that you're having problems. Work your way, and you can use that exercise that we mentioned with the previous caller to get yourself out of that. You just simply, you know, start writing about how you're feeling, and then again, go back in and ask yourself, how would I feel if it was this way? You're going to notice your vibration's going to raise. You know, we do get all in our heads. We really do. We make things out to be what they're not supposed to be. I know Paul Jacobs said to the class, the mediumship class that he was teaching when he was here, and he's a world-renowned, famous medium. He said that Americans tend to think too much, and that we're always in our heads, and then we tend to talk too much. We make things bigger than they actually are. And when our emotions are involved, it goes in that direction. So be very wary about how you're feeling, and you know, try to shift your focus, because I do think that this relationship is worth moving forward with. Okay, so.
Right.
You got that?
I feel that way too. Yeah, you know, I definitely feel that way too, man. It's just, I'm just, you know, confused because I don't know how she feel, like, you know what I mean? I'm way more expressive.
But that's any relationship that you will get in your life, romantic relationship, you're always going to have that aspect of it. I don't really know how this person feels about me. You know, it's taking a chance. Every relationship you get in, you have to take a chance. You have to open your heart, and you have to allow it to become. We get too wrapped up in what we think it is. And we miss out on the joy of what we can enjoy and it's time that we can spend with each other, because we're too busy thinking about, oh, what's this person feel about? What's this person think about? You know, it enjoy the relationship and go with the flow and allow it to become what it needs to become.
Okay.
I hope that helps
okay.
you out, Troy. We got to get going to the next caller, but... thanks for calling in, and
thanks,
I hope that helps you out.
I hope it helped. Okay.
Oh, he dropped already. We're going to go to the next caller. And normally what I do in situations like this, you see, is I would do a numerology chart for him and a numerology chart for her, and I would do a compatibility analysis and give them all of that information and then pull tarot cards. That's what I normally do. And so, you know, if you're in a similar situation to Troy, or if Troy's still listening, you can take advantage of my Pride Month sale. Go over to psychictalk.net/pride. You can order some numerology reports, a tarot reading, both, and I can do a compatibility analysis, and then I can get on the phone with you, and we'll have a lot more information to work with then. Okay. Let's see. And that's another thing, Rose. You know, people call in or call up a psychic or what have you, and what they really want is they want psychic peeping Tomming. They want you to tell them what the other person is feeling. And,
but that's not,
you know,
that's invading that person's space, too.
You know,
any kind of spiritual work that you do, you should
right.
have permission from that person. And I, that's a boundary that, you know, I can give you an idea of what's going on, but I'm not going to go into the personal space. And it's respect. You know, it just is.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is the way we think about people and the way we feel about people can change on a dime. So knowing what's going through their head at right this second, it doesn't matter as much as going in the opposite direction, moving towards what you want instead of contemplating where you are, because that just brings you back into that same space and you keep attracting more of that. That's why the magician card showed up in his spread, because it's a hint from the universe that you ultimately have the power. It's where you put your focus and what you manifest, regardless of what the current situation is. And it's
true.
It's true for relationships, but it's also true for jobs and, you know, seeking new careers and new jobs and everything in your lives, you know. And so that's our job more than anything else. It's not telling you what they're thinking or feeling right now. Our job is to get you to realize that you need to focus on the outcome. You got to focus on how you want things to be, whatever the question is, whether you're trying to get, you know, a new relationship going or a new job going, or it doesn't matter. Anything in your life,
well,
that's how it works.
True. And I think we all question, Dax. We all do that. It's just the way we've been raised. It's the way the world is. And we all question our what's going to happen, you know. But really, we do have, so that, like the magician, we do have those tools. Those are tools that he has on that table, right? We do have those tools that we can use to help us to get know the answer to our own questions. And, you know, it's great that you have, you know, the shows like this where people can call in and get some insight. And I think it's more of a validation for them than it is anything. In other words, I was feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, this person says this, so now I understand, right? And when we're in love, it's funny. You've heard that saying, love is blind. So we tend to put people on a pedestal. We tend to think of them in a certain way, and we don't necessarily always see the truth in the matter. You know, that's why you need to go down to the gut feelings and ask yourself. That's why you need to take the thoughts into the feelings, because, like I said, if you want an answer from the spirit world, it always comes in feelings first.
Well, and like I always tell people, tarot is 90% confirmation, and as you said, we all already know deep down the answers to these questions. Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're just validating things for people, like you said. Do we have time for one more call, or do we have to end now?
Yeah, one more call, and then I have to go. I have readings.
You got clients.
So.
Yes. Yeah, you got clients. I understand. And
I'm a
remember,
busy lady, Dax.
Yep. And so we're only going to be able to get to one more call, folks. And if we don't get to your call, remember to write down the number 714-816-4628. Write down the live page, psychictalk.net/live, and join us tomorrow or the day after. And you can call in on the shows. Also, in between shows, of course, you can book a private reading. Mine right now are $27 over at psychictalk.net/pride. Oh my God, that's low. Anyway, I wanted to do something special for my birthday month and Pride month. So there you go, psychictalk.net/pride.
How much is that, Dax? How much did you say that was?
$27.
Or 27? 27.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good deal, guys. Real good deal.
It's an awesome deal. Yep.
Yeah, because
go
I charge a lot
out,
more
folks.
Than that for my ratings.
A lot more. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So our last caller for today, we're going to go to area code 480. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tisha from Arizona.
Hi, Tisha.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Hi, do you see me getting a job soon? Or what can I do to bring in the job that I need that will satisfy my life purpose?
That will satisfy
your life purpose.
That's a good question. What's your birthday?
12977.
All right, I'm writing it down. Dax, you wanna go ahead and I'll tell her what I get when I figure this out.
Okay. Oh, it's so funny because the central focus card, I'm trying to figure this out too. You know, the central focus card is the Knight of Cups. It is talking about pursuing what is emotionally satisfying for you rather than just the next job. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, right.
Yep. And you're a 9 life path, so you're a natural leader anyway, the old soul energy. And so, you know, you're going to be through the philanthropists of the world too. So you're going to be more emotionally satisfied in something where you're helping people,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Yep. And
yes,
your attitude number is a 3. Your attitude number is a 3. That's creativity and communication. Okay. So anything
mm-hmm.
that's involving communication, creativity, that's what you want to be doing. Ultimately, you know, will you find the next job? Of course. I mean, I asked it as a yes, no question, and I'm getting multiple yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
It may take a little bit longer than you're expecting, because the outcome is an 8, okay? And that can be as long as – it could take as long as 8 weeks to finally manifest. Now, you can make that happen faster. You can make it happen in 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And just like all with all of our previous callers, it's the exact same thing. It's all about focusing in on exactly what you want. And, you know, part of your question that you asked was, you know, how do you do that? You know, and there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of techniques. And one of the major ones, because we're talking specifically about what is going to be emotionally fulfilling for you, write that down on a piece of paper. What is going to be emotionally fulfilling in a job or a career
mm-hmm.
or something, you know, and helping people. How can you help people with the skills that you have now? And how can you help people, though? You know, where, you know, and regardless of what we're doing, ultimately we're helping people, because every business that exists in some way, form, fashion, it solves a problem for someone, you know.
Right.
But you may
exactly.
need to move into something different. Okay. And the queen, mm-hmm. you're showing up in the reading as the Queen of Swords, and she's, you know, courageous, intelligent, wise, and independent and mm-hmm. analytical. And what it's talking about is that you got to really analyze this. Okay, you got to be a little analytical about this. You know, don't just go out and apply and get the next job. Get really specific on what you want and what you want to do and how you want to help people and what's going to be emotionally satisfying for you, and write every single detail you can think of, what it's going to look like and smell like and feel like and taste like. I mean, literally use all 5 senses, write it all down. Another part of the technique, if you want to do it, is you get a second sheet of paper. You write down all the things you don't want. You know, what's frustrated you about previous employments, you know, and write all that down, and then go outside, fold up the paper, light a candle and burn it. Just let it go. Let that go. And then put your focus on what you want. You keep that other sheet of paper that has all the positive, all the, this is what I want to manifest and bring into my life.
Right.
And get really analytical about it. You know, get very specific. Mm-hmm. The more specific you get, the faster you make it happen.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
What about you, Rose? What are you
okay,
getting?
Okay, great. They actually some great advice, because I was
yeah.
going to say, you know, this is how it works. Every job that we've ever had is a stepping stone to where you are now. In other words, it's a stepping stone to what your purpose is in this life. When I actually looked at your numbers, it actually shows you that you are meant to stand, you know, up for yourself. You're a great leader, and very much, you know. Also, when I look at those numbers, I see that you have all the tools to get where you need to get. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're supposed to, you know, honey, are you connected real with, are you really have a good God connection? Because, you know, I do feel like you have a very good God connection and a very healing connection. So I don't know if you're a Reiki master or if you're a nurse of some type or counselor.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that
yeah,
you would.
Oh, yeah, I'm all of that.
You,
yeah.
You're
all
of
the
that,
above.
You would be very good at that, okay? When I look at those numbers, that's what I see. And I see that every job that you have has led you to this. Okay, so what you need to do, the technique I would have used is similar to what Jack said, but a little bit different. So I want you to write down three jobs that you would really love to do. Okay, you write down these three jobs. And then you write down why you would want to do these jobs. And which one are you most connected with? Which one fulfills your need of wanting to help others and fulfills your need of, you know, using all your gifts and serving God? Because those are your needs. That's what you're here for. You asked if what your purpose was, and that's it.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I was getting from you. So the exercise that's maybe was similar, but when you focus on which one of those jobs meet all your needs, then that is the job that you need to go with. That's what you need to put your focus on.
Yeah.
And just like Dex said,
that's what I was talking about,
of,
narrowing
it
down.
Use that law of attraction. And like Dex was saying, write all of that, exactly what you want in that. Say you take a nursing job, exactly what you want in the nursing job. Say you take an alternate holistic view and you start doing Reiki on a full-time level in a hospital because now they accept that there. And you start doing that in a clinic or a hospital. And, you know, so does it meet all those needs? You know what I'm saying? Because it has to
know what
you're saying. You're very passionate, and it's very much, you're very good at manifesting, and you have to work with other people. And, honey, you have.
I have to.
Tools.
You got that right. Yeah, I already know. Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
You already know, see?
I already know.
That was our point, right? You already know.
Right, I already know.
So there are some. You know, so you're on the right path. You really are.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, sounds good. All right.
And keep in touch and let us know what happens. And thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Okay. Thank you for having me. You guys have a blessed day. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
You too.
You too. So next week, discover the power of three, folks.
Woohoo!
It's going to be an interesting show. We're going to be we'll be taking your calls, but we're going to be talking about discover the power of three. So I got to whip out all my three information.
Yeah, you know what? There's so much three information there. It's amazing. The number of three. It's one of my reoccurring numbers, and it's just, you know, it's just amazing. It's higher consciousness.
Mhm.
That's
the whole universe is based on three and duality. And three,
We don't want to get into that here, otherwise we won't have a show.
The triad. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But it was a lot of fun, everybody.
Yes.
And check out all of our upcoming shows. Remember, the next show is psychictalk.net/live. The list of all the shows to the end of June is psychictalk.net/upcoming as well. And it was a lot of fun. Going to say goodbye to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, all our listeners and callers, thank you. Absolutely. Bye, Rose. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Derek.
Tune in what?
Thank you so much. You guys
tune in next week.
And remember, it's always a party with spirit.
Always a party with spirit, everybody.
Yeah. Bye,
everyone.
Bye.